Josh Clark from OzarksDynacom here, kicking off another podcast adventure. Good afternoon, sir. What is your name?
My name is Gary Lane.
And Gary, where are you from?
I'm from Claremore, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, hey. All right. How long you been in Missouri?
We moved in Missouri 2006.
Oh, nice. Okay, so you know, anything over 4 or 5 years, you a local now. So you know you're here embedded, and you've got a pretty cool business. What's the name of your business?
We own Here's Your Cedar Sign.
And what do you guys do?
Well, we do a multitude of things. The main business, obviously, the name of the business, Here's Your Cedar Sign. We make handmade, hand-routed cedar signs.
Okay. And can you do anything at all?
No. Unfortunately, I'm kind of limited because I do these by hand, and there's no computerized machine, no guides, no templates. Everything I draw in with a black magic marker.
So, see, you say limitation. Oh, I don't see that. I see good old-fashioned American craftsmanship.
You bet.
And that's something that I'm guessing you take pretty good pride in, do you not?
We do, yes.
So how long does it take from start to finish? And I'm sure it depends.
It
but,
does.
But average?
Well, what we tell everyone is that we make them and we custom ship them for free to anywhere in the continental U.S.
That's awesome.
What we've realized over the years is most people are only in Branson for just a few days. And to really do a sign properly, you need time.
Mm-hmm.
I say anywhere from 15 days or so to properly do it from start to finish, and then make sure that it's completely dry. Then we box them up and we ship them, like I said, for free.
Oh, that's awesome. So how long have you guys been here?
We moved here in Branson in 2006.
The business? How long has the business been?
Oh, my business has been, we are now almost 5 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
We're probably drawing a blank there. We've been in business since 2016 as Here's Your Cedar Sign.
Oh, okay.
I worked for a previous gentleman here in town at the location that we started out in, and he passed away. And once he passed away, we had taken over the location and renamed it and started. And we now have been in our current location for almost 5 years now.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a... That's kind of cool, man. That's I bet you get to meet all sorts of interesting folks too, don't you?
We do. We have people. We meet people from all over the world. I like to say I have a sign on almost every major continent. I'm not 100% sure that's possible, but we do have people from all over the world. And you meet some very interesting people. You really certainly do.
That's pretty awesome. So, can you discuss just a little bit about? I like to call it the unpleasantness, but the world call it the pandemic.
Yes.
So how did that whole big shutdown, slow down, everything affect your business?
It stopped it dead in its tracks.
I bet.
There was a time there towards the end of that when we really weren't sure that we were going to be able to continue. Our business 100% depends on tourism. And if we don't have tourism, then we don't have business. So we weren't the only ones. I'm not going to say, you know, jump on a soapbox. Mm-hmm. I know there's a bunch, and I know there's a bunch of small businesses that didn't make it once that pandemic was finished.
Mm-hmm.
They were barely getting along to begin with, and then that hit. So I have to say that we reached out to our customers through social media, and we pleaded. We said, if there's any way in the world that you possibly need anything whatsoever, please contact. And our customers did.
Oh, that's awesome.
I like to say that they saved us. We have some incredible customers and some that I've had for several years.
That's awesome. Hey, another, this place is like family. That's it one is. Thing about Branson and this whole region, really.
Yeah. And since the pandemic, I have this, the number of local customers that we have come in has increased hand over fist. It's truly amazing. We're getting a lot of folks that, you know, if you live on one side of town and you do business on one side of town,
mm-hmm.
you don't necessarily have a reason to go on the other side of town.
That's right.
Or, you know, when people are coming into town and they get on 76, they kind of stay on 76.
Yeah, exactly.
They're afraid that if they get off 76,
they're going to get lost.
They're going to get lost.
That's right.
I said, there's no way in the world that's going to happen. Those are end routes have been designed to bring you right back to the road.
Because
we know you don't know where you're going.
That's right. And I tell folks all the time, hey, if you're going to spend a substantial amount of time in Branson, go out and get lost. It's really easy to find your way around once you get lost. Now, you might come out by the lake.
Yeah.
But you're going to be able to find your way back.
Not that big.
Pretty quick. And look, I just want to go ahead and let you know that I get laughed at whenever I say the other side of town. I'll say something about, man, I sure would like a chicken cordon bleu from Arby's. And Kevin, one of my partners on the show, will say, well, son, all you gotta do is just drive up there and get. And I'm like, I don't go on that side of town, you know, unless I have to. He's like, it's 2.5 miles. I'm like, but still, it feels like. So thank you for giving me a little bit of vindication. As far as other problems in your industry, you and I were talking a little bit before we went live with this podcast. Your industry, it's going away, is it not?
It sure seems that way. The sheer number of just craftsmen per se has really gone down over the years, which is kind of spooky. Scares me a little bit. I wish there were somebody that was interested in what I do, that I could show what I do before I can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I know my time's limited, just like everyone else's is, and I really certainly hate to see this go away.
And you mentioned earlier, man, you can go get a computer program and do the same thing, but it's not the same. Exactly. It is not the same, man. I mean, if you get a computer to do it and you make 50 or 100, they're exactly the same. You couldn't try to make 50 or 100 exactly the same, could you? And why would you want to?
Well, that's just the thing. And over the years, people have moved into town and people have brought those, what they call CNC machines that make them.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, you can pump out 50 to look identical. Well, if I do 50, there's going to be 50 versions of the same thing.
Right, right.
So all slightly different, you know, just a little tinge here or mm-hmm. whatever it might be. And that's what my customers are looking for.
And that's what makes it unique. That's what gives you an heirloom. That's what gives you a conversation piece. Not, oh, I bought this at the Hobby Lobby or wherever, or got some fella down here to do it that had a kiosk in the mall or something like that, yeah. Right? This is the real deal. Is there any way to fix the problem with the industry? How could we get folks excited?
I wish there was a way that I knew how to do that. They have to have an interest, and that is the main thing. And then once they find out that there's work involved, that kind of puts a block right there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to fix it. I wish there was a way. I wish I could inspire someone to do what I'm doing.
Well, hopefully this will help. Hopefully,
it may very well. You never know.
That's right. Hopefully somebody will hear
this and go, hey.
That's right. So aside from the fact that it is a unique and not very much practiced art form right now, what are some other reasons that someone might be interested in getting into this line of work?
Maybe a change of pace.
Okay.
Maybe they like working with their hands, but never have done anything like this before. And that was my case. When mm-hmm. I first started, my woodworking ability was basically taking a 2x4 and a saw and sawing the end of it off. And that was about as much as woodworking as I could do.
That's still more than me, sir. Oh, man. But it's it's an industry. A lot of younger folks have been sort of looking to more of that that trade route. I noticed that numbers in the welding industry specifically, a lot of those metal and hand working tools. So I think you could probably find.
Just got to get the message out to the right person.
Mm-hmm.
That one person says, you know, I've always wanted to do that, or that interests me. Because that's what I said to the gentleman when I came here years and years ago. And he said, would you say? I said, well, I'd be interested in learning how to do that someday. And he says, well, here's the situation. I'm a horrible teacher. He told me that up front. I was glad to hear that. So I had to learn kind of by osmosis a little bit and a lot of practice. I ruined a whole bunch of scrap wood.
That's what it's
real
for.
Real quick. And over about a 7-month period, I figured out how to do it. And then when he saw what I was able to do after 7 months, he said, when can you move to Branson? And I said, well, I've got a job and a house and everything back in Oklahoma. So, I mean, give me some time here. But, we made the move. And the first year was a little rough, trying to figure out what to do and how to do it and everything. And then after that, we kind of got our stride. And things went along quite well for some time.
And it's one of those things where, especially in Branson, you survive a lot on good word of mouth. And a lot of good word of mouth has done you guys very well.
It has.
In your business. Like you mentioned about the folks that, your customers that kept you going, they kept you guys rolling. So we come out of the pandemic and we hit a little bit of a rebound. People are coming back. We've been posting record numbers and this and that. And then we sort of went into a recession, whatever you want to put it. How has the current economy further impacted your business?
We don't have the numbers of people coming that we did before, and I understand why. And just like what you were just saying, they had some money. They've been kept up in their houses and their apartments and their wherever, and they were ready to go out, and they're ready to go out and spend some money. They're ready to go out and have some fun, and they did. And then, like you said, it's kind of pared back down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of expected that.
Yep.
I mean, if you've been in business in Branson, you got to go with the ebbs and flows of everything.
Show right.
So you kind of have to just go with the flow.
Mm-hmm. So, Gary Lane, what do you see as the future for your business?
Just before the pandemic, we made a decision to pivot. We decided that we realized the numbers of cedar signs I'm selling has gone down over the years. Not a lot, but enough to notice. And we have to fill that void with something else. And we came across snack foods.
Oh.
And we thought there was a certain snack food that we had that had a catch line that everybody, well, not everybody, a lot of people think is funny.
Okay.
So we decided we were going to do this. We didn't know what kind of reception we would have and who in their right mind would buy peanuts or any kind of nut or any kind of snack food from a cedar sign shop. But we took a gamble and we put a banner out and we sold D's Nuts. Holy cow.
So where do D's Nuts come from?
D's Nuts is a company out of Jacksonville, Florida.
All right.
And they're just flavored peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have D's Nuts on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny.
And people love it.
And we sell a ton of them.
That's so much fun.
So we would have people come in for the D's Nuts, and then they would go, oh, no, they're peanuts. I don't like peanuts, or I'm allergic.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm like, oh, what do we do? So we did some searching, and my wife found a place called Nutsack. So Nutsack is almonds, cashews, and pecans.
Okay.
So that covers everything else, right? And so people would come in and go, oh, you don't have candied pecans, or you don't have chocolate pecans, or you don't have cinnamon pecans. And so the search went out. And so we found another company, and that company is called Try My Nuts.
Okay. So let me just get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get these nuts, you can get Nut Sack, and you can get Try My Nuts.
Yes, sir.
And you can also get some strong cedar wood. While you're there, is that what you're telling everybody, sir?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
You're our kind of people. I can tell you right now.
And we found a company that sells pretzels, and they're called Naughty Pretzels. We have a company that sells beef jerky, and it's called Righteous Felons. We have a company that sells bags, and it's bags of cotton candy, but they're called bags of poo.
Okay.
We have freeze-dried candy. We have fudge.
Okay.
Some of the best fudge you've ever had.
Okay. That's a bold statement, sir. This is like a fudge beltway here. There's a lot of fudge in town.
We truly understand that. We searched high and low, and we found a husband and wife team out of Coon Valley, Wisconsin. And they make small batch with fresh Wisconsin dairy. We have about 30 flavors. Oh my God.
That's pretty awesome.
It is incredible.
So you took like a one item emphasis business,
mm-hmm,
and you diversified and added a whole bunch of different stuff, right?
We had no option.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been fantastic.
I was going to say, how is all that hard work paid off?
It is. I'm not sure that I can say this with certainty, but I'm pretty sure that the banners in front of our store are some of the most photographed things on 165.
Hey, I wouldn't doubt it at all. It's interesting. I smile every time I go by. I mean, because you have to. You really do. Everybody turns into a 6-year-old. It's fine. Like, that's why we're here.
6 to 99, it's all the same.
That's exactly right. So how much pulling did they have to do to get you on board with this? Or were you like, hey, look, we're putting it up. Let's go.
I was on board 100%.
That's awesome.
We didn't know how far this was going to go, but we saw the potential. And we thought, you know what? We can make this work.
Mm-hmm.
We have the personality, and we have the atmosphere, and we have the ability, and we thought, why not? And so more often than not, most folks leave our place laughing and smiling.
That's awesome.
And if you can do that and make a living, that's pretty good.
And you know, it's all about getting folks in. It's all about catching the eye.
Yep.
And then, oh, we have to go there, man. And this is totally off subject, but it's not really at the same time. Because if you decide to get in your car when you leave the station here and you drive up 65 and you get on 44 and go to St. Louis, you're going to see a little roadside attraction called Uranus, Missouri.
Yes, sir.
Now, at Uranus, Missouri, they have the Uranus Fudge Factory. They also have an axe throwing place called the Uranus Axe Holes. They also have a newspaper called the Uranus Examiner, and they just really lean into it. Man, there's always somebody there. That is fun. That stuff is fun.
I have a story about Uranus.
Tell it. Let's go.
So once we got these nuts, we thought, these are really something else. And that's just about the time he was catching his stride there at Uranus.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So we contacted him because we wanted to try to get these nuts in Uranus. Well, they had just recently purchased their own nut company, so they own Redneck Nuts.
Oh.
So they did. Well, they weren't interested, but I thought that would have been
a golden perfect opportunity.
Oh, my God.
Could you see the billboard?
Oh, I can.
Up on 44. That would be so awesome. Gary, you seem to be like a pretty cool dude, man. It seems to me like you're a hard worker. And this is just, I mean, I never met you before. We've just been talking here for the duration of this podcast. But it seems to me like you're a dude that not only cares about the community, cares about your family, care about your business, care about growing the business up. And you mentioned that you would love to find someone to show the ups and downs and the ins and outs of this work. If someone out there is listening and they want to get in touch with you, how can they get in touch with you, man?
They can contact us through our Facebook page. Here's Your Cedar Sign. They can text us at 417-559-6573.
Awesome.
Or they can email us at heresyourcedarsign@gmail.com.
And I see here on the heresyourcedarsign.com on your website, there's a picture of a pretty lady with a smile. Now, you're way in the back of this picture.
Yes, that's usually the way it is.
I'm assuming that's your lovely bride there. Is that not?
That's my wife, Kim.
How long have you guys been married?
We've been married since 1999.
Oh, nice. Okay, so that's 24. I graduated in 94, and I'm not even trying to realize that next year is 30 years. I'm just saying. So what does Kim think about this? Is she in? Does she work there full-time with you? Is it the two of you?
We both work together. It's a mom-and-pop organization from the get-go. We work together every day. And we bring our little doggy in every day, who has become quite a celebrity, so to speak. Her name is Chloe.
Oh,
she's a little 1-year-old Papillon long-haired Chihuahua mix, and she is. We got her just right after Christmas, and she's got us wrapped around her little paw.
I bet. Y'all go by and see Kim and Chloe and Gary. Gary, I just have one more question, and I think that you've answered it in a roundabout way, but not really with me directly asking you your industry overall. What would you do to improve it, or what can you do to improve it? Or are you already doing everything you can think of to improve it?
Everything I can think of so far, it's something that you have to have interest in before you even start. It's not something I can make you interested
right.
in. You have to have some ability to use your hands and your mind at the same time. Mm-hmm. And not a lot of people can do that. Not saying that's a good or a bad thing. I had tons of people in the past try this, go home and think, well, what he's doing is easy.
Mm-hmm.
How hard can it be? Well, we find out. It is.
Yeah. Oh yeah. If it was easy, everybody'd be doing it.
Absolutely.
So y'all go check it out. Unique Gifts. And look, man, it's worth it just to stop and stick your head in and look around, because I promise you, you're going to find something that tickles your fancy just a little bit, whether it's something for yourself, whether you got that buddy back at work, you're like, oh, so-and-so downstairs in the warehouse, he sure would get a kick out of this. Gary, one more time, tell folks where it is that you're located physically and then how they can catch you online.
Well, here's Your Cedar Sign. We're located at 717 Highway 165 at the corner of Highway 165 and Animal Safari Road. We're right across the street from Branson Craft Mall.
That's awesome. Also, check them out. Here's your cedarsign.com. on the worldwide interwebs. Gary, I appreciate this, man. This was good. Very informative.
Thank you.